After 3 days of negotiations between government officials and the doctors' union failed to reach an agreement to end the strike, the government now says it is moving to halt salaries and union remittances for the striking doctors. Susan Humicha is the Cabinet Secretary for Health.
We will be asking our council to appeal to the court to review the orders that had been issued initially so that we are allowed to take the necessary action to ensure that Kenyans continue to enjoy healthcare services.
The doctors, led by the Umbrella Union, the Kenya Medical Practitioners, Pharmacists and Dentists Union, went on strike on March 15 to demand a commitment from the government to fulfill collective bargaining agreement signed in 2017. The government says it has addressed all issues raised by the medics except for the salary of intern doctors, which union officials say is the deal breaker. Davji Atella is the Secretary General of the KMPDU.
The money you are demanding for doctor interns is only the entertainment allowance for these cabinet secretaries. We are not at any point going to support exploitation of workers. We are not at any time going to support wage slavery, because we know that our vulnerable members, the intern doctors, once they are touched, once they are exploited, the next step will be to the doctors working in the hospitals. The next step will be the consultants. If you violate a document that is legal, like collective bargaining agreement, the part of doctor interns, which part of it is safe?
Lucian Odiero, a final year medical student at the University of Nairobi, says the move by the government to reduce intern doctors' salary is demoralizing.
Majority of the people who run the hospital are usually interns. So if you do not compensate interns who have taken about 6 years or some more and countless hours, learning the material, it has taken a lot of time and energy, The 70,000 does not reflect the significant investment and risk that interns have taken in, their training and practice. And that just goes to show that the government does not really value, maybe not value, but it does not prioritize healthcare in the country.
70,000 shillings equals to about $520 per month. The ongoing strike has severely disrupted health services in public hospitals that many Kenyans depend on. The situation has been compounded by clinical and laboratory workers who are also on strike. This has left patients like Concepta Oginga in Nakuru County struggling to access care from expensive private hospitals, leading to worsening chronic illnesses and even deaths.
The doctor's strike is really bad because it has really affected a lot of people, especially people who are not able to support themselves financially. Currently I'm sick and I'm unable to go to the hospital, and the only thing I've managed to do is buy the medicine over the counter.
Oginga says her friend lost a baby during birth because of the walkout. She appeals to the government to end the stalemate.
For me, my message to the government is to just try to have a dialogue with the doctors so that they can have a common ground and they can go back to doing their job, so that not so many people will be suffering the way they're suffering right now.
Kenya's health sector, which medical experts say is underfunded and understaffed, has seen a number of strikes over the years. A previous walkout in 2017 lasted 100 days. Patients like Oginga say they hope a lasting solution can be found soon. Juma Majanga, VOA News, Nairobi.